Democrat of the day, 56B, Elise Mann. Excuse me, Dr. Elise Mann joining us right now to talk about her campaign to take Roz Peterson's seat and get it back in the DFL hands. Dr. Mann, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks for inviting me on today.
My pleasure. I want to ask first, what are you a doctor of?
I am a family medicine physician. I work in the clinic, and I also work in the ER, and I also do international medicine.
All right. Good. Thank gosh you're here. So let me describe my symptoms. No, I'm sorry. We have other things we have to discuss first. As I always do with this, why don't you give everyone a quick introduction to who exactly is Dr. Elise Mann?
Well, I am a Brazilian immigrant. I moved to the United States when I was 8 years old. I grew up in Minnesota. I went all over the country to study. And then after doing my residency program at the Mayo Clinic in the Wisconsin campus, I came eventually back to Minnesota, and I've been in Lakeville now for the last 5 years. I have 3 young sons, ages 1, 3, and 5, and
wow.
My husband Elliot and I live happily over here in our southern suburb.
Well, and wonderful, and congratulations. You're keeping busy there, doctor. That's 1, 3, and 5.
I do what I can, yeah.
So the question I've asked, and this has been great, because this time around, this election cycle, there's a lot of people who have never ran in a campaign before who are now running for office. So what exactly prompted you to say, you know what, 2018 is the year for me?
Well, a lot of things. So I've been a doctor for the last 10 years, and over the last 10 years, I'm watching more and more of my patients suffer. People can't get health care. They can't get to me. They can't get the medicines they need. Our health care system is essentially quite broken. And my job is getting worse and worse, and I've been complaining more and more about it. And then, you know, the elections of 2016, I think just like most people, really kind of got me thinking. There was a lot of, campaigns run on racism and bigotry and misogyny, and I was not okay with any of those things. I don't want my sons growing up in that kind of a world. And so those things coupled together, if you know, you get somebody upset enough, they do crazy things like run for office. So here we are.
Well, and you talk about healthcare. Let's examine that a little bit, because I've always said it this way. In the United States, we actually have the best healthcare on the planet. The problem is not the quality, it's the accessibility. And the accessibility is the equivalent of a carrot dangled on a string, where basically it gets pulled away from the people who need it most before they can grab it.
Right. Technically we don't have the best healthcare system in the world. You know, according to the World Health Organization, we're ranked 37th. out of the country. So that's not number one by far. But a large part of that, you're right, is accessibility. Not even the people who need it most, not even our poorest people, but our middle class, they're having a hard time paying $1,200 a month for premiums and healthcare services. So yeah, people can't get to the doctor. People can't pay their bills, and that's not right.
And it is funny, because when we had this discussion when President Obama was trying to get the Affordable Care Act passed, I mean, we forget to people is that the option for most people was, if you had a serious disease that happened to you or a loved family member, your options were bankruptcy or death, and that should never be your two choices.
Exactly. And to this day, those are still our choices.
Yeah.
So we need to do something about that. That's not right. That's not fair. Why can everybody else do it, but we can't, you know?
Well, and you want to know the truth, I bet you one of the reasons why we've tumbled down that list of best healthcare on the planet is exactly that reason, is that we have people who get sick that they can't get treatment. And that's a big problem with the medical system. If you can't get someone who has just even a simple common cold and they can't even get in anywhere but an emergency room to get some treatment, that's a problem.
That is a big problem. You're absolutely right.
You brought up another issue, which I've had other candidates bring up too. The racism, the misogyny. We have had in just the last 2 weeks in this country more cases of people profiling African Americans just because they're black, sitting in a car reading, barbecuing in a park, selling lemonade, delivering newspapers. It's disturbing. You also, as well, we had an election where, when the Access Hollywood tape for Trump came to light, the amount of people that came on out and said, I think most women would be happy to have the president sexually assault them. And when you talk about the fact that you have kids, that is, you're like me. It's like, I don't want my kids growing up in a world where people think that that's acceptable.
Yeah. And you know, my boys are quite privileged. I mean, I have three white sons, right? They're white, they're male. What more can you ask for? For me, it's a huge problem for them to grow up thinking that they own everything and can do whatever they want and not respect people. So I don't want that to be their role models in this world. You know, I want them to learn that you need to treat everybody with respect and everybody is equal. So that's a big deal for me.
You, once again, Democrat of the day for today is Dr. Elise Mann. She's running 56B against Roz Peterson. The Republicans in the metro area, including Roz, they have failed the metro area mightily. They couldn't get, no money for transit. You live in the 16th right. largest metropolitan area in the country, and they specifically mm-hmm. went out of their way to not put one dime in for transit in the metro area. They couldn't get a hands-free cell phone bill passed, even though 80% of the state wants it. Most people want common sense gun control regulations passed. They had no intention of doing that. They keep cutting mm-hmm. education. They keep doing these things. Let's face it, the Republicans, regardless of whether you're outstate Minnesota or you're in the metro area, they've just failed on all account.
You know, I agree with that. It seems like Republicans these days are just playing politics. They vote down party lines. They do what's best for them. It feels like they're not taking into consideration what the people need and what the people want. To me, that's not what politics is all about. That's not what your elected official should be about. And so that needs to change. We need to have access to our public officials. We need to tell them what we want, and they need to listen. That's the point of government. That's the point of politics. And I think they're missing the point right now.
What other issues? We've talked about a few things so far, but what other issues would you like to bring back to 56B from St. Paul?
Well, I think education is definitely a big one. We need to make sure that our schools are properly funded. We cannot have a productive society when we don't educate our citizens. The other things I want to see are just things that make living life easier, you know, affordable childcare, paid parental leave, things of that nature that makes everyday living more accessible. It makes life easier. And people can flourish. People can, thrive under those regulations. So that's my goal.
Well, and I want to make sure, because first of all, great, you brought up two topics no one's touched yet, and I love that. affordable childcare and parental leave. Every country, every development country on the planet has these things. And you're not asking.
Exactly.
When you say affordable childcare, you're not asking for free childcare, but we shouldn't have a childcare system where it prices parents out of it to where it's almost impossible for them. They have to work three jobs just to afford the daycare for one.
Exactly. So I have patients who tell me on a regular basis that they have to quit their jobs because they can't work and afford childcare. Or they have to work multiple jobs, like you said, to afford childcare, which makes no sense, right? The point of living life is to be with family and friends and to work and be productive. And you can't do both of these things in our society, it seems like. You have to do one or the other. And when you choose one, specifically caring for your children and not working, that obviously sends people into a cycle of poverty, which we want to avoid, because when you're in poverty, you're not quite as productive as you otherwise would be because you're concerned about where your next meal is going to come from. So we need to change that. And like you said, every developed country in this world has a system that works relatively well. And we don't. We penalize people for wanting to have families. And I think that's wrong.
And you have single parents out there right now that if they can't find affordable daycare, you know, they can't not make the opportunities for themselves that they need to. And the system we have things in place that can help people. It's just we're not thinking this through with a logical common sense. And let's go back to parental leave. Another thing you mentioned. Mm-hmm. This is I've had friends who have been threatened with being fired. I know one case of their friend that was fired because, God forbid, after their child was born, they wanted to take more than one day. And
exactly.
we've changed some things around. Things have gotten better. But, you know, still, the reality is we do not give parents the running head start that they need when you bring a baby into a house, something you can attest to, something I can attest to because of my three kids.
Absolutely.
We do mm-hmm. not give the parents the running start they need to where we can get that kid on the right path because we are demanding that they have to pull shifts. And we have people right now that are trying to undo any laws we'd already have on the books in some states about getting parents some family leave. And so it really is you know, it's an issue. I think we need to expand out what we have on the books right now. But as well, I think we have to protect it from the Republicans who want to get rid of that.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we can look at other states who have done it, right? California, New Jersey, Rhode Island. They have provided some form of paid parental leave. And every study has shown that not only do the families benefit from that time, the babies are healthier, the
yes.
moms are healthier.
Yes.
But also businesses also flourish because of that. They have decreased turnover, decreased time and money to train new people. So 98% of businesses polled said that they liked parental leave, paid parental leave. You know, so it's this underlying thing, oh, if we pay people to go have babies, everybody's going to go have babies and no one's going to work. That's absolutely false. It is not true. The facts prove it. And so we need to follow suit. We need to, you know, again, follow science, follow facts, follow the studies. It's working. Why aren't we doing it?
How's the campaign been going so far?
Pretty good. We've had a good response from the community. I think people are ready for a little bit of change. So I think it's been going really well.
All righty. Now, of course, once again, here's my plea for this. I mean, we want a DFL house. This is a seat we have to pick up. This 56B, you know, this is one of those seats. You know, we talked about Jennifer Loon, Dario Anselmo, Sarah Anderson. There's these Republicans in the metro area that have refused to help their own constituents because they're betrothed to Kurt Daut and the outside of Minnesota influences that control Kurt Daut's legislative process. We need people that are going to represent the people that are in their districts. And Roz has not. I want a Democrat in there because I would like people to care about their own people. Now, Elise Mann for House. Elise Mann, ALICEMANN for House.com. That's the website, right?
Yes.
All right. Donations, volunteers. Do you have any parades coming up in the next few weeks?
Any what?
Any parades?
yeah, we have one tomorrow. We have the Lakeville Pan of Prague tomorrow evening. If anybody wants to come walk with us, you're more than welcome to. We've been working hard. We go door knocking every Wednesday and Thursday night from 6 to 9. We door knock every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 4. So if you want to come door knock with us, we would absolutely love and appreciate that. And you can also make phone calls if you don't want to door knock. So we have plenty of opportunity. People want to get involved. People feel fired up about making change for good and having a representation that actually represents the people.
Well, and you brought up the door knocking and the phone calling. What they have shown is the candidates who get out there and knock on the most doors, that make the most phone calls, that present themselves in public to their constituents, they're the ones that win. So you can help Dr. Elise Mann. You can help her in her campaign by door knocking. That is a huge benefit. I'm so glad you're dedicating 4 days a week to that. That's a lot of work. Good for you.
Thank you. It's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
But at the end of the day, you either sit at home and you complain or you go do something about it. And we're going to do something about it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. All right. So I want everyone go to, once again, Elise Mann for House, ALICEMANN for House. I'll link to all this later on the social media. Make a donation, volunteer, help your local Democrat, of course. But once you've helped your local Democrat, if you're in a safer district, go out and give a hand over in 56B. I'm sure the doctor would love to have you over there. Doctor, thank you very much. I surely do appreciate the time. All my best in your campaign, and thanks for being Democrat of the Day.
Thank you so much, Matt. Have a good one.
My pleasure. Dr. Elise Mann, 56B, Democrat of the Day for your Friday.